Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning businesses every Monday, Wednesday, Friday on anything and everything related to building and growing cleaning companies. If that's you and you are committed to growing your cleaning company, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. You will find everything you need to create the cleaning company you've always wanted. We've got a community in the Facebook group, webinars, downloads, podcasts, videos, all sorts of good stuff. That said, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, if you have a question you'd like me to answer live, or you've got any feedback, go to nat@growmycleaningcompany.com and shoot our producer Natalie an email, and we are always excited to hear from you. So enough of that. Today, I am so excited. We're talking with Leisha Fall from Tip Top Commercial Cleaning Company. Tip Top is brand new, starting out in the cleaning business. If you want to reach out to Leisha, you got to get a hold of her at Leisha, her last name, then her first name, at gmail.com. She doesn't have a website yet, but we'll have her back, and she'll probably have one by then. Leisha, so glad to have you. Welcome to Cleaning Nation.
Thank you, Mike. It's great being. I am here. You went out for a minute, but I'm here. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine, sister. You're glad to have you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about Leisha. What's going on? Are you married? Are you single? Do you have kids? What's going on in the life and times of Leisha Fall?
Well, Mike, actually, I live here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I am a single mom of two beautiful girls, ages 20 and 17-year-old. One is in college as a junior, and one recently graduated high school, and she's also off to college. Also have my mom, who recently retired late last year, and she's now a member of our family here in Charlotte. That's the gist of me right here now.
Okay. You're breaking up. Can you tell me, you said something about your mom, and we didn't hear you. I don't know if it's a bad phone line, but I didn't hear you. So you said you've got two, you're a single mom,
yes.
And you've got two girls. One in college, one going to college. Congratulations. And then what had you mentioned about your mom?
Thank you. Yeah, she recently retired, lived in Ohio, and has relocated here in Charlotte with us, so she's now a member of our family here.
Oh, congratulations. Is she helping the business or just at home?
Just at home.
Okay, perfect. So how did you get into the cleaning business, Leisha? What brought you to the cleaning business?
Well, Mike, it all started where... you know, I've been working for a Fortune 500 company for, I'd say, the last 10 years, and I've really invested a lot of time learning a lot of critical experiences, and I'm very business-minded and have always wanted to be or have my own business. And, you know, when my daughter graduated just a couple weeks ago, a sense of urgency just hit, and I was really ready to move forward into that. I've spent a lot of time doing some research. Do I go into franchise? Do I not? The cleaning business, because, you know, after doing a lot of research, it was kind of a no-brainer for me. It is a low investment, initial investment, and it yields great return. So I'm great. I don't have experience in commercial cleaning, but I'm a great homemaker, very good and skilled at cleaning. But think, you know, the learning curve would be very short for me. Importantly is that I do have the business sense and the business mind and really feel that I'd be successful at it. So I've spent a lot of time just doing a lot of research, listening to your podcast and getting feedback from the private Facebook group. And, you know, right now just wanting to get your expert advice on just a few questions that I have or a question that I have and your feedback also on franchise versus a startup.
Okay, perfect. Well, let's do that then and just jump right in. What specific thing would you like coaching on today?
Well, most importantly is niche. How I've checked into different areas, and as a matter of fact, listening to your podcast, one of the things that I've learned is you have to start and specialize in a particular area. Put your focus there and just become a pro at that. I was first open to, hey, I'll just take, you know, whatever business comes along, but it all made sense. But how do I determine what's the right niche for me? One of the things that I find myself asking, well, what is the potential income that I can generate from the different segments in each of these niche in the commercial cleaning business? And that's where I'd like your help.
All right. Well, first of all, I got to confess to Cleaning Nation. Leisha and I were talking for a couple minutes before we started, and I just said, hey, what do you want to talk about today? And she had shared that that was the topic she wanted, and I told her off air, and it's so important. I want to make sure that Cleaning Nation doesn't miss as well. But I love that question. It shows, A, that you're listening, and B, that you're looking, because some questions are, I don't really like your advice. It sounds like hard work, so I'm going to ask a different question, hoping maybe that will be easier. The question you're asking is, I know I got to pick a niche and I actually want to do it. How do I get started? So I love where your heart and your head is at in terms of, hey, if I'm going to start this thing, I need to know who my customer is. And that's more important than, am I a good cleaner? So your headspace is in the right spot. And I want to encourage Cleaning Nation, if your headspace is, I'm a good cleaner, therefore I will own a successful cleaning business, that is not the one that's going to serve you. So it's not just about knowing the answers to the questions, but a lot of it is knowing what questions to ask, and you're crushing it in that area, Leisha. So that said, let's jump in. First of all, if we are doing kind of a private coaching, this would probably be an hour-long conversation. So I'm going to do the best I can to get it done in 10 minutes and still make sense to Cleaning Nation. So first and foremost, you need to know your goals. And if you know those or are willing to share them, you can. And if not, that's okay. But you've got to start Cleaning Nation with where you want to be, because if there was the quote unquote the right niche, I would just tell everybody go sell bowling alleys. That's how to be successful. But there is no such thing, because your Leisha's goals might be a lot of money and not as important to have time with family, or a lot of time with family, but money isn't as important, or she wants to grow fast, or she doesn't want to work weekends, or she's got a in with a, you know, she's been a lawyer for the last 20 years and she knows a bunch of lawyers. So there's a lot of things that kind of enter into it that would change. So do you know what your goals are for kind of the next couple of years, Leisha, in terms of revenue and what you'd like your business and life to look like? No is an okay answer, by the way.
Yes, absolutely, I do. I've actually done a projection up to, I think I went up to 24 months. And within the next 24 months, I think I'd like to at least see $500,000 in business revenue.
Okay, so maybe $250,000 in the first year and $500,000 in the second year, something like that. Okay, so there's a couple things. First of all, you need to start with one niche, and you need to keep that niche for at least 6 months. I'd be a lot happier with 12. So the thing about niches is people get confused and say, oh, well, if, you know, I'm turning off all this other business and everyone else is so lucky because they can go sell to anybody. It's really quite the opposite. You'll grow so much faster if you're laser focused on one target market than you will if you're just all over the place. So the first thing you need to do is decide if the niche that you want is going to be able to meet all of your goals for the next 24 months. So if you've got $500,000, let's just talk about lawyers' offices, just totally making that up. You have to decide, are there enough lawyers' offices for me to do $500,000 in a year? If they're not, that's okay, but you'll just know that you've got to do X amount of niche. You might have to have more niches. If it's one or two or three niches to hit your goal, I'm okay with that. If each niche is like $50,000 a year, that's not big enough. You're going to have 12 niches, and then you're back into, well, I do everything, right? So the first thing you're going to have to figure out is how much of this $500,000 a year goal can these this niche that I'm considering contribute. So the first thing I do is you can use resources like InfoUSA. You can go to InfoUSA.com, and I have no affiliation with them. It's just who I use. You can Google that right now at the time of this recording. You can go there and, like, if you're trying to buy a list of lawyers or bowling alleys or dentists or, you know, whatever niche you're considering, and it will give you a count of how many names and numbers and email addresses they have in that list, which will give you a good idea of how many there are. Does that make sense, Leisha, or am I going too fast?
Nope, makes sense.
Okay, so you're going to figure out the niche that you want to test. The second thing you're going to do is go to any tool is fine, but you want to get a loose idea of about how many there are in your trading area, right? That's another thing. You don't care how many there are in the state or the country or the world. You just care within 20 miles or 30 miles or 50, however far away from your home or your office you're willing to do. And InfoUSA is just a tool that I know will do that for free, but I'm sure there are other tools that are just as good, if not better. That said, once you've got that number, I like to figure that if you get 10% of your niche, you're saturated. Okay, so if there are 1,000 attorneys within your trading area, don't say, well, shoot, if I get 1,000 attorneys, I can meet my goal. You're never going to get 100%. That's insane. That's just not even possible. 10% is what you can usually get in terms of low-hanging fruit. Just by virtue of you saying, I'm going to be a lawyer specialty, you can usually get 10% of them really easily because no one else is saying they're going to be a lawyer specialty. They do this guy and that guy and everybody else, and they might only have one lawyer's office. But if you're like, that's all I do, and that's my whole life is just making lawyers' lives better through cleaning, it's easy to get 10% of that market. So that's kind of what I'd figure on. If there's 1,000 lawyers, I would figure, well, I can get 100 of them. That's a very reasonable expectation in a year. Not in a month, but give yourself a year. And I think that's very realistic. So the next step, and I'm breaking this down like I would in private coaching. This is like step by step, but it's such a good question. I want to honor it with the full response. So the last piece of the puzzle you're going to need is average ticket item per lawyer, right? You need to know, are these guys 3 times a week or 5 times a week or 1 time a week or 2 times a week? Are they 10,000 square feet? You know, how much a month am I going to spend? Is an average lawyer's office going to be $500 a month or $5,000 a month? The way you're going to get that is call them and ask them, right? How much are you paying for your cleaning service? If you ask 100 of them, you'll get 20 or 30 answers, and most of them will probably be pretty true. And that'll give you a good indicator. So that's the math that you do. If you say, well, I want to do $500,000 and I want half of that to be for my lawyer niche, you know, you need $250,000 a year in lawyers, which is $20,000 a month. Well, if the average lawyer's off, and I'm making all this stuff up, I have no idea in your area or I'm just making it up, but the concept will hold true. So you go, well, that's if their average lawyer office is $1,000 a month cleaning contract, well, I need 20 of those. Well, if there are 200 or more lawyers in my trading area, that is a big enough niche to cover my nut. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
Okay. So that's the numbers part of it. And again, I went fast, but this is a podcast. You can rewind and hear it again. So the first piece is financially, will they meet my goals, right? None of the other stuff we're going to talk about make any difference if there's not like bowling alleys or mortuaries. Those might be like mortuaries. I remember I had one of those with my Service Master franchise, and it was a great little niche. They loved us, but there's like 3 in my town. So it wasn't a good, I couldn't make a business on it, right? So that's the first thing. Is this big enough niche and profitable enough to meet my goals? Second, lifestyle is going to meet my goals. And this is more commercial or residential. I prefer commercial, but there's some people that don't like nights and weekends. I just want to work at 5 o'clock. I want to be done. I don't want the phone to ring. I don't want to worry about nothing. And my weekends are sacred and I don't want to do anything. Well, you don't want 7-day-a-week customers if that's your situation. And you probably don't even want commercial customers because when are you going to clean at a commercial customer? After their office is closed, 5 p.m. after they go home, right? So you kind of also have to, the first thing is the money. The second thing is the lifestyle check. Maybe commercial is great for all the money stuff, but the way your family situation is or whatever you are, nights and weekends don't work for you. Well, then residential, it's going to be harder to build a business, but that might be better for you. So the first check is the money. The second check is lifestyle. Right? Is this schedule and timing? Do I want 5-day-a-week customers? Those are my favorite, but 7-day-a-week can be real profitable because some people can't do those. So you've got an automatic up. So kind of figure out the lifestyle piece of that. Do you have any thoughts or questions on your situation on either of these so far?
No, that actually worked for, definitely with the lifestyle. That's one thing I never even thought of is which one would even accommodate my lifestyle. You're right. As a business owner, and I want to be more on the business side, I wouldn't want to have to, work on the weekends either. One of the reasons I'm going into business is to have more time for myself and my family as well. So that makes sense.
Yeah, so that's a real important distinction to make now. And keep in mind, there are lots of commercial cleaners that don't work weekends or nights. But your customers and your crews will be out at night. So I'm not to say that you'll always be working at night and that's not a solvable problem. Just know it's going to be a problem. Whereas with residential, that's not really a problem, right? You're not going to be cleaning at 8 o'clock at night. So you don't have to deal with it. And if you don't want to work weekends, there are very few residentials that require you to work weekends. Whereas, if there's a 7-day a week facility, restaurant or something, you have to work weekends. It's not up to you. So it's not an unovercomable problem like, oh, well, I don't want to work nights or weekends, so I'm not doing commercial. Just understand I'm going to have to work nights and weekends at some time, and that's something I'm going to have to deal with. So again, don't use that as just a deal killer, just as a, something that you're going to understand so you don't find out the hard way. The reverse is, if you're trying to build a $500,000 business, that's a ball. That's a tough task with just residential, because your average ticket item is going to be $250 a month. You need 100 customers to get to $250,000, 200 every month to get to $500,000. That's a lot of moving parts. So you better be prepared to put in a very intricate system for attracting customers and for getting the work done and providing the service. Whereas with commercial, you can get that done with a fourth of the customers, because an average ticket item is going to be much higher. So first is the money. Second is the lifestyle. And then third is what I call just kind of do they have the money? Is this people I want to work with, right? Like, I owned a car dealership, and I know those guys. They're cheap, and I could probably do a great job with them. It's just not the kind of person I want to work with. I know what that system looks like. They're too cheap. I just don't want to deal with it. So for me, I wouldn't choose them. So, and that's kind of like, A, are you going to just enjoy working with them personally? And B, do they have the money, right? I don't like picking a niche that has no money. That sucks. So pick people that have money and see value in cleaning, right? It's a lot like car dealerships, shockingly, the ones I knew, being an owner, being another dealer, they just didn't see the value in how clean their facility has to be. There are places that do see the value. So, and that was in my area. I'm in the Southwest. Maybe where you're at, that's important to them. So the third kind of piece of the pie, and this isn't comprehensive, but it's the best I can do on a podcast. First is, will they meet your financial goals? Second, will they meet your personal goals? Third is, are you just going to like working with that type of person? And are they generally going to see value in what you do? It's so much easier to convince somebody that you will bring the value that they're looking for than first trying to convince them that the value exists, right? Like, I wouldn't pick someone that doesn't typically get, like, say churches, and I have no idea if this is the case. Say churches usually do cleaning in-house, right? Because they've got a lot of parishioners that would do it for them. Now you've got to first convince them that you shouldn't do the cleaning outhouse, you should do it in-house, and then you have to convince them that they should choose you. That's too many sales. I just want to do one sale. I want to pick someone that already expects to have a cleaner. They see the value in the cleaner, and all I have to quote unquote sell them on is I'm the right cleaner, as opposed to the concept of cleaning is valuable. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense, yes.
All right, perfect. I feel like that's been a ton of coaching. That is, and again, we'd have to go kind of one-on-one for me to dive any deeper, but that should get you a fine head start on which niche to pick. That said, let's hit the lightning round. I'm going to give you the opportunity to give back to Cleaning Nation. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, business or personal?
Best business advice, best piece of advice. I would say whatever you decide to do in life, see it happening before you arrive there. I was told, you know, it's always good to have a vision and know where you want to be, see the end goal, and work yourself backwards. That way you can set yourself up for success sooner than later.
That is such good coaching. And I'm going to give you kind of some bonus coaching, Leisha, because I really believe in that. And I want to give you the latest kind of data on that. So for, gosh, probably the last 30 years since I've been in business, that has been the prevailing wisdom. Envision yourself already achieving the goals that you need to achieve. You know, you're living in the place that you want to live with the time with your family. Envision that. And there is absolute value in that. But the 2.0 version of that, the next iteration, the kind of cutting edge way to look at that is to actually picture yourself doing the things that you have to do to get there. It's a slight difference, but it works better, because a lot of times we just want to picture ourselves there and that will help. But picturing yourself doing the things that you need to do, especially the things that you're scared of or afraid of or don't want to do, picturing yourself doing those things will give you a lot of power in addition to the vision casting for already being there. All right. This is supposed to like be the lightning round. I'm supposed to go fast. I can't help myself. Question two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business?
The biggest mistake I've made, I'd have to say, not starting sooner. Working in corporate, you kind of get comfortable and you have that sense of security. So it caused me to procrastinate. You know, I just believe in yourself and just do it. I just have to say that's the biggest, is not starting sooner.
Gosh, in Cleaning Nation, I know there's some of you out there right now that are in that place procrastinating. So learn from Leisha's feedback and experience and start sooner. And let me tell you, if you're listening to this podcast or watching this video on YouTube or wherever you've got it, without being arrogant, you are so much farther ahead than so many people that I coach just by having this. So no excuses. Get started. Couldn't agree more, Alicia. Great point. Last question. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice today before their head hits the pillow that will improve their lives and or their business?
One idea. I would say whatever you set out to do, just have a plan. Have a vision, make it plain, understand it, write everything out, but not just to have that plan and write it out, but to actually execute it.
Okay. Perfect. 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 Couldn't agree more. All right, Alicia, thank you so much for joining us. I love your perspective and your attitude. Thank you for sharing your passion and your desire to get this thing going. I appreciate you. Cleaning Nation appreciates you. When you want to check out Alicia's show notes page and get everything you need to grow your cleaning company, you know it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.